We've had an Isuzu D-Max LSU Plus for a few weeks now, and as part of the long-term testing, we decided we'd take it for a long-distance drive down to Melbourne and back. As I've mentioned before, the LSU Plus ute has a number of added comfort features specifically aimed for everyday use. These included premium leather-heated seats. The driver's seat has an electronic adjustment along with extra lumbar support that my aging back appreciates. And as I did a bit of nighttime driving, the auto-dimming rear-view mirror provided valuable and added safety. And for those frosty mornings, the external heated mirrors were a bonus. Cruising along the freeway between Sydney and Melbourne could be tiring, so the cruise control was used extensively. I could choose to utilise the radar function or not at my discretion, which is something I really like. We all know that the D-Max is an excellent four-wheel drive ute, but its ride and responsiveness on the freeway over the 2,000-odd kilometres made for relaxed cruising. Overall, there wasn't much difference between driving the D-Max or an SUV for the trip. We averaged around 8.5 litres per 100k on the highway, which is pretty good. This is the Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Right now's a great time to check out anyauto.com.au. There's fresh details on the 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500, a video review of the 2.3-litre Ford Mustang convertible. The guys put the new Subaru WRX through its paces, read about the top 10 fastest electric sports cars on the market, and something a little more for the family, a review of the Toyota Kluger GX Hybrid. All that, so much more, right now, anyauto.com.au.